This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Okay. Test, test, 1, 2, 3, test, 1, 2, 3, test, test.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, Jack with Chuck, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. be usable for the second game.
I do remember the first game against Danville in the semifinals was a very hard-fought game that came down to the last possession. And I remember Julie Regulaw running a play for her, and she was able to score with about 5 or 6 seconds left to put us up by one. And they took a timeout and got a last-second shot that we defended pretty well. And we ended up winning that game. So a very hard-fought battle. And then, of course, the East Canton game went into overtime. We were down several times in that game by double figures, but our kids just kept fighting, and we ended up somehow tying it at the end of the regulation, and then I think we wore them out in overtime because we impressed them the entire game and ended up winning pretty easily.
Wow, two close, tight victories, one-pointer, then an OT game. A Friday-Saturday weekend in Columbus or a Thursday-Saturday weekend in Columbus, always distractions for a state tournament team. But you had some unique ones back then in 1995. It was St. Patty's weekend.
Yeah, we didn't have cell phones or other distractions like they do now, but our distraction was we got in the bus ready to go to the game and the bus wouldn't start. So we were really scrambling around trying to find alternate transportation so that we didn't miss our date at the St. John's Arena at that time. We had a heck of a time getting down there because it was St. Patrick's Day. There was all kinds of parades going on. So,
sure.
You know, I'll have to admit, when we finally got to St. John's, it was a big sigh of relief for me. And we could just focus on playing the game then.
Head coach Jackie Stonebreaker of the Tigers probably has it down pat now. Seven trips to the Final Four in the last 15 years. What an accomplishment.
Yeah, I think she knows what she's doing. They know her name when they go to the meeting on Sunday over there. They know her really well, but she's had a great run here. She's had some really good players, and she's coached them up really well, and it's really been fun to watch over the years.
Tell me what it's like being the principal at Versailles and the father of two daughters on the team this year, Cammie and Caitlin.
Well, I try to set a good example and be the principal type at the games, but sometimes the coach in me comes out and I get a little bit fired up. But it's been great. We have great students here, and they're very supportive of all our athletic teams. And to see them get behind our girls' basketball team now, and they're going to be down there supporting them this weekend. But just to be a father of two girls that are playing is just a really neat experience, and I couldn't be prouder of our students and of my two daughters.
Talk about the whole family of daughters and their series of successes in sports at the high school level. In fact, you coached them way back at the sixth grade level, didn't you?
Yeah, I coached all my daughters when they were younger. But we have been really blessed here. You know, my oldest was able to win a state championship,
we
their team in volleyball,
yep.
And they were runners-up in basketball. Well, and Cammie came in the next year, and they won the state, actually made it in volleyball as well. And then, you know, Caitlin's playing this year and has got to do the volleyball thing and win it with Cammie, and now they're back at the state in basketball as well. So we just feel very fortunate, very blessed to have been a part of it. And that's really what it's about, the experiences that the girls make and the friendships. So, yeah, I'm proud of them. I'm proud of all the girls and our coaching staff, and just feel fortunate to have been a part of it.
Yeah, we can use him. Yep. on Jack Kramer. Mr. and Ottoville here today on ScoresBuckman.com. We'll be right back.
is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
They're playing basketball.
Oh, my goodness. Benson in traffic. Had two men on him. He poured it through anyway. We are tied up. Tied up. 7-6-5. Here's Arms. They clear out for him. He shoots a 15-footer. Good! The buzzer! That's the buzzer! It counts! And Versailles dips in a 67-65 on a buzzer beater.
The fans are buzzing about scoresbroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Arns in the second half and 20 for Benzman in the second half. We didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. It's intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Bodkin's Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly for court right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in.
The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Loramie here in the third quarter.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes, that's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammy McElnatty fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good!
What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rushi.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10, down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score, maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line, behind the back pass. Layup, good! Rontaze Roberts! Rontaze Roberts on the finish. That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Whew. Wow!
And we expect an exciting game here today in girls basketball on scoresbroadcast.com. It's the state championship for all the marbles, the big crown, the state championship trophy on the line, Minster and Ottoville, Girls Division IV, and we've got the call and color for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University as Minster 25-3 meets Ottoville 27-2. Two clubs, state ranked in the top four or five all year long. Very conceivably, Chuck, the very two best teams in the state in Girls Division IV. I think so, especially after seeing these two clubs take care of their semifinal opponents. Ottoville winning easily, 44-25 over Buckeye Central, and Minster winning comfortably, pulling away from Waterford to take that game by a score of 46-31. Each team's got a long bench. Each team with size, good guard play, outstanding rebounding. Minster's got to cut back the turnovers a little bit today and deal with Bridget Landon on the inside for Ottoville. She is a rebounder deluxe.
Well, that, I think, you don't always have the two best teams in the finals.
Right.
I think this year we do. And Bridget Landon, we'll talk about her right off the top, 13.5 points a game, 10.2 rebounds a game. She averages a double-double. They play a really good schedule, so she's not getting the same stats that, like, the Waterford girls got that played a very watered-down schedule, no pun intended for Waterford. But this is going to be a test. Minster handed Ottoville one of their two losses during the regular season. It was a one-pointer. I think it's going to go down to the wire. Both teams are really playing their best basketball right now. Minster, when they added Janae Hoying to the mix, they brought up, I mean, you don't look at a schedule, you go, a 5'4 freshman, how is she the one that's going to come in here and turn it around? She gives them depth at on the perimeter that they really kind of didn't have during the middle of the season. But this is going to be a war because both teams rebound. Both teams love to get it inside. Both teams have the ability to shoot the three. It's going to be quite a game today. Quite a game. And it's early in the morning. I hope they're not as tired as I am.
Turnovers could be a factor. Minster needs to cut them back. Wildcats committed 18 floor errors in winning yesterday. A half dozen more than head coach Mike Wiss would like. Long-term outstanding mentor of the Ottoville program, Dave Kleeman, said to me a little while ago, his team committed just 7 yesterday. Wow, that's a special number, a low figure. Ottoville can win this game if they can keep the turnovers down below 10. Ottoville on the year has recorded 230 more rebounds than its opposition. Chuck, that's 10-plus per game. My goodness.
That's impressive. Go back for a minute to the Minster turnovers, though. That was part of the game plan on Thursday. They wanted to run Waterford, and every time they got the ball, they were throwing long. Some of them got away, but it accomplished what they wanted. Waterford had no legs at the end of that game.
You're right. In terms of energy, diminishing return set in for Waterford as that game progressed deeper and deeper into the third and fourth quarters. Head coach Mike Wiss, outstanding game plan for Waterford in the state semifinal. I love the trio of people on the inside. Shared duty by Courtney Pringer, Taylor Kogi, and also chipping in was Paige Toby. Taylor Kogi and Courtney Pringer combined in that game for 23 points. They had 8 rebounds between them, 5 of 9 and 5 of 7 shooting for Kogi and Pringer. You can't get much better than that for your two post kids on the inside.
Well, they had 16 points at the half, 8 each. They had great starts to the game, and that caused the Waterford girls to spread out a little bit, and that allowed them to then in the second half use more of their perimeter game. But you're right, that was an outstanding game plan and executed by the girls almost flawlessly.
Defensively, Minster was super. When you limit the two All-State performers for Waterford, Allie Kern and Megan Ball, to 6 for 16 from the floor, you've done your job and then some.
Yeah, I agree. And today might be a little tougher because Bridget Landon is a big, strong girl. Boy, I was so impressed with her on Thursday watching their game. She was their competition wasn't as good as Minster's, but she was the real deal. She goes inside, outside, is an outstanding rebounder. She's going to be somebody that all three of those young ladies you just mentioned on the inside are going to have to be cognizant of today.
Oh, you're so right. Landon is a six-footer. She's a senior. 14 points a game, 10 rebounds, as Chuck noted previously. In the state semifinal victory over Buckeye Central, Landon was 9 of 15 from the floor, 3 of 4 from the foul line, 21 points, and perhaps more importantly, 11 boards in that game on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, she basically hit her average.
Yeah.
She was terrific, and I'm looking forward to seeing her. She was the second-best basketball player that I saw on Thursday. The young lady from Afrocentric was maybe as good a girls' basketball player as I've seen. That young lady's only a junior. We're going to get to see her in the next game.
And Cammy McEldowney was right behind
those
two.
Okay. 1A and 1B. Okay, let's just go there.
Allie Fisher played 21 minutes, and she scored 3 points for Minster on Thursday. Ivy Wolf was stellar. Allie handled the ball extremely well. She quarterbacked the club. Did Allie Fisher.
She plays great perimeter defense.
Oh,
too.
Yes, indeed. She's a ball hawk. Ivy Wolf, a freshman, looked like a junior. By now, she might even have senior-like seasoning. Ivy Wolf, 3 of 8 from the floor, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Handed out 5 assists, stole the ball 3 times, played 27 minutes. Ivy Wolf with 8 points.
That's quite a stat line. Quite a stat line right
Exceptional.
There.
Exceptional. Damaris Wolf played 23 minutes, scored 3 points, was outstanding on defense. It was a team effort by Minster, which also got good production from Jessica Falk, Kendra Thien, and Janae Hoing. They scored 3, 2, and 4 points respectively. Meanwhile, this Ottoville team is well-supported. Bridget Landon, yes, she had 21 in the victory on Thursday, but Ottoville's got other very good scorers. In fact, it's a well-rounded point-making team. C.J. Kemper averages nearly 10, 6 rebounds. Amber Miller, 6.5 per game. Casey Knippen, a 5'7 junior, 11 points, 3.5 rebounds a game. A couple of those girls didn't shine on Thursday because Landon stole the show. But it's a team that on paper is very well balanced, much like Minster.
Yeah, it's going to be a, you talked about this last night, and you're right on. I think it happens in most games. The stars are going to get theirs.
Yep.
It's the role players. Who's going to step up and maybe do a little more than everybody expects is going to be the one that maybe is going to tip the scale in favor of either Ottoville or Minster today.
Yeah, because this late in the season, those role players by now are very capable to step up. They've got the confidence to do it, and if they do,
right. That's
the difference between winning and losing.
Well, and I think at this point, the teams that get to this point, that means that their role players bought into what they needed to be to make the team the best.
Exactly. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Thanks in Rushi to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Mart in Rushi. It's the gem of Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna on Shuey Drive. It's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. A few of our additional underwriting sponsors, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Plus, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And Frisch's in Sydney, and Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing in Frisch's? We'll return with our starting lineups and the opening tip. Playing in the national anthem is upcoming. Jalen Albers, a seventh grader at Minster, does the singing. We'll pause, then be right back. Girls Division 4, state championship on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Oh, that was phenomenal. And we just witnessed a fantastic singing of our national anthem, Jalen Albers. Seventh grader, Minster Middle School, daughter of Byron and Darcy Albers. Wow, that my spine is still tingling. I'll turn me on.
They've had different young people sing the national anthem for before every game, and it's been really special. And I've been playing the Shelby Vets commercial during the national anthem, but I think that should be someone that sponsors the national anthem for us.
Yep, nice touch. Very nice touch. Wow, got some tears in my eyes. That beautifully done by Jalen Albers, seventh grader, Minster Middle School. Something special. Real treat. Mike Wiss, second year head coach, Minster. He has done an outstanding job. Chuck, it took a team meeting about two-thirds of the way through the year after a double-loss week to Minster and Anna that helped turn the program around this season. It was still a fine club. Record was excellent. Two setbacks to good clubs. Versailles in the state championship in Girls Division III. Anna won 19. Those two losses, obviously nothing to be ashamed of. But head coach Mike Wiss thought the team was in need of improvement, a pep talk, and it happened. Janae Hoing was introduced into the mix, top 7 or 8 players, as you noted several minutes ago, and it's all made a world of difference. Sometimes a team needs to be, what, recreated, reinvented of sorts?
Well, I think at times you have to talk to the kids and redefine what their roles are, and you got to buy into it, because everybody wants to be the star. Everybody wants to be the one that they interview after the game, but somebody's got to be the assist person. Somebody's got to be the rebounder. Yep. Somebody's got to be, you know, the excited person. Even if you don't play, your bench brings a lot to the mix in this. And if you buy into it, you get to play today on Saturday in Columbus.
And what you just described is exactly what happened at Minster. Head coach Mike Wiss and his coaching staff got together with the players, and, well, we've seen the difference here over the last few weeks. Minster playing its best basketball of the season. Only lost three all year long. Very competitive schedule. Finished second to Versailles in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Minster 25-3. Setbacks to Elyria Catholic 44-41 in the Berlin Highland Classic in the country. Lost to Versailles 46-39. A couple days later, beaten by Anna 45-40. Good tournament run for Minster. Winning over New Knoxville 61-27. New Bremen 51-33. Fort Recovery 53-40. After beating Fort Recovery to close the regular season 38-35 on a three-pointer by Janae Hoing at the buzzer. Then regional victories over state-ranked Tri-Village 41-27. Over Fort Loramie 44-28. And Minster downed Waterford rather comfortably 46-31 in our state semifinal that we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com on Thursday afternoon. Ottoville has lost twice, as Chuck said previously, once to Minster 55-54 in a game during which Courtney Pringer excelled down the stretch. She made four or five key hoops in the last half of the fourth quarter to propel Minster to that one-point win over Ottoville, 55-54. Ottoville's other setback at the hands of Findlay Liberty Benton to close the regular season. That count was 56-51. Ottoville has streaked through tournament play, winning by 50 points and by 38 in the sectional, by 23 and 28 in the district, by 16 and 23 in the regional, and then taking the state semifinal over New Washington Buckeye Central 44-25 on Thursday. Interesting to note, Chuck, as good as this Ottoville program in girls' hoops has been over the years, now led the last quarter of a century by Dave Kleeman, superb longtime head coach. Ottoville has never won a state title. State runner-up in 2005 and has reached the state semis in addition to this year in 2017, 13, 07, 05, 96, and 93. Ottoville says, hey, it's about time here in 2018. Yeah. Minster with two state championships in its long history of great girls basketball has other ideas. The Wildcats are looking for number three.
Well, Ottoville, yeah, that's a lot of times to get here with good clubs.
Yes.
Because they come out of a great area to not win it. So Minster's going to have their hands full today. They truly are.
Ottoville Big Green will be the home team on the scoreboard, wearing white with green and gold trim. Ottoville fans directly behind us and across the way. Minster crowd across the way to our right and behind us to our right. We're about 10 feet away from center court in the second press row. And we're just moments away of the five starters for each club being introduced. I'd like to tell you all about Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Take advantage of the big Beat the Tax Man sale at Goffney Furniture. 5 years, no interest financing, 60 equal monthly payments at Goffney Furniture, Route 47, Michigan Avenue, west of I-75 in Sydney. You can't beat the Tax Man sale at Goffney Furniture. Plus, take advantage of the new, very unique Support Report sleep test system. It will map out your body's pressure points and come up with the best mattress to suit your needs and fit your body most comfortably. That's the Support Report Sleep Test System at Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store. And don't forget, take advantage of great savings at the Goffney website. Coupons available there, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Starting five for both clubs being introduced in alternating style for the Minster Wildcats. At guards, Allie Fisher, a 5'8 senior, Ivy Wolf, a 5'8 freshman. Allie just under 5 points a game, Ivy just under 10 points a game. On the front line, Taylor Kogie, 6'2 senior, 7 points a game. Courtney Pringer, 6'2 junior, a dozen a game. And Damaris Wolf at a wing, 5'9 a junior, 8 points per outing. Opening five for the Ottoville Big Green, C.J. Kemper, just under 10 points a game, 6 rebounds, 5'10" senior. Bridget Landon, 14 points a game, a little over 10 rebounds per contest. Also a six-footer, she is a senior. Quinley Schlagebaum, 4 points a game, 5'8" junior guard. Amber Miller, 6.5 a game, 5'11" senior up front. And Casey Knippen, 5'7" junior, 11 points per outing, 3.5 rebounds. Ottoville is averaging 58 points a game, giving up 33. Minster, 52 a game, giving up 33. Insignificant differences there. I like this stat, though, Chuck. Ottoville, 80% at the foul line. I've never heard of such a lofty statistic. Free throw shooting for an entire season. That wins you ball games. That is in part why Ottoville has lost just twice all year long.
That's a mind-boggling stat. 80% as a team. 80% as a player is outstanding.
Yep.
As a team, unbelievable.
Minster is at 71% at the stripe. That's very, very good. And as I mentioned several minutes ago, this Ottoville club out-rebounding its opponents by 225 more rebounds on the entire year, and that's 10-plus per game. Three-point shooting, both teams at 30% or better. Ottoville, 35. That's superb.
Yep.
Minster, 30. Minster's lost three times. Ottoville, twice. Minster, 25-3. Ottoville, 27-2. The Wildcats in the road, black, orange numbers outlined in white. Ottoville, white uniforms top to bottom. Green numbers trimmed in gold. Minster wears the black sneakers. Well, a combination of black and white.
I think the only real unfair advantage today that Ottoville has is that they wear green on St. Patrick's Day.
Hadn't thought about that. In fact, we've got some Ottoville cheering section students with the St. Patty's Day look going on.
Yep. I did the St. Patrick's Day scarlet and gray.
There you go. Ottoville wears the white shoes, all of them. Venture's got two players wearing the black and three with white sneakers. Minster, the away team on the scoreboard. Ottoville dressed in white. Here we go. Landon jumping center against Courtney Pringer. Ball knocked around, and Minster comes up with it. Ivy Wolf got the ball 25 feet away. Outside the arc in the right, Allie Fisher. Near side, Damaris Wolf. Man-to-man defense for Ottoville. Ball fed in the lane to Pringer. Baseline right, open player, Taylor Kogie. Yes!
Nice.
Eight-footer, good look.
Yep. Great pass.
Yes.
Well-designed play, because that was set up.
Nice additional pass fed from Courtney Pringer. Middle of the lane, baseline to Kogie. And she was wide open. She nailed it. Minster in the lead, 2-0. With the ball ahead of the key is Knippen for Ottoville. She deals off outside the arc to C.J. Kemper. Ball woven to Schlagebaum. Oh, nice feed down inside. Overshooting, though, from
foul.
6 feet is Landon. She had a gimme, point-blank range. Bodies flew on the rebound attempt. Out of bounds off Minster.
Yeah, they're lucky that Landon didn't pick up her first foul to go along with that missed shot.
Yeah, it looked like she was on the back of the Minster player. The two bodies, though, might have been off the court. Here's Ottoville inbounding below the rim. It's Casey Knippen. Ball pitched foul line. Oh, great head fake to the rack. Up and in. C.J. Kemper. We're tied at two. C.J. Kemper at the foul stripe, threw the head up in the air, showed ball. Two Minster players went after her, and she darted to the rim. Nice play by Kemper. We're tied at two. Ivy Wolf into the paint area for Minster. That Allie Fisher at the elbow. Tries to dish to Kobe down on the inside. Kogi lost the ball. That foul, trying to get it back. Game is even up at two apiece. We play 21 seconds. PA announcer just mispronounced Taylor's name. It's not Kagi. It's Kogi. Not spelled like Kroger's, but is got the long O. Up the right side of the floor, Knippen for Ottoville after the foul against Taylor Kogi. Ball thrown to Kemper, who dribbles through the top of the circle. Pitches on the arc to Knippen. Knippen dribbling hard. Bounce pass to Schlagerbaum. 35 feet away, Knippen handles. She's doubled. Good hedge out high. Ball pitched into the paint area to Landon. Landon throws to the three-point shooter. Look out. Long-range bomb. 5'10 senior C.J. Kemper. She's got all 5 points. She just threw in a 24-foot three. That shot's going to be there all day. Here is Minster throwing it away in the half court. Deflected by Ottoville. Yep, that was the thorn in the side of Minster in the state semi. Here's a great drive. Left-handed shot. Good! Casey Knippen. Eight-footer on the go. Ottoville with a quick 7 points in succession. Leading Minster 7-2. Ottoville looks really primed and ready to go here this afternoon. Deep in the left corner, Allie Fisher. Jettisons up a three for Minster. It rattles in and out, no good. Rebound clutched momentarily by Kogi. Out of bounds to Ottoville. We're still a.m., aren't we, Chuck? Still before noon?
It's not even 11 yet.
I think I said this afternoon already. My body clock is off.
I'll call it night before it's over because I do most of my games at night.
Here's C.J. Kemper, 30 feet away for Ottoville. Dives into the paint area. Dumps it baseline left to Landon. Thought about shooting, didn't. Back on the arc to Kemper. Kemper is hounded by Pringer, 30 feet from the rim. Here's a dish, baseline right to Schlagerbaum, and she tightropes the boundary. Defensive player late for Minster. It's a foul. So far, especially at the offensive end, Ottoville, the sharper of the two clubs. Minster's made a couple of sloppy passes in the offensive half court. Ball inbounded, then thrown back to the playmaker, who guns a long three from the right corner, and you can count it. Casey Knippen, the best three-point shooter on this team, just swished a 27-footer. She was out of my view. I was looking down through press row to find her in the corner of the floor, and Ottoville has streaked to a 10-2 lead. Here's Courtney Pringer overshooting baseline right. Ottoville's got the ball at midcourt. Up ahead to Kemper. 4:25 to go in the first. Big green ahead, 10-2. 30 feet out, it's Knippen back to Kemper. Again, Kemper at 5'10 is checked by Pringer, 25 feet out on the floor. Ball fed to Knippen through the top of the circle. High, low, down inside. A catch is shot by Landon. No good, but she's clobbered from behind.
So far, Ottoville doing whatever they want to down on the offensive end.
Ottoville is in sync. Boy, the offense that the Big Green is running has got Minster confused. One open shot after another. Free throw by Landon, in and out. Tell you what, Chuck, if you're making threes from 24, 25 feet, you're not going to be stopped.
No, and Minster needs to be cognizant of that. That is, everybody's got that inbounds play. The inbounder throws the ball in. They set a screen. She gets to the corner. They're going to run that until Minster gets somebody out there to stop her.
Righto. Second free throw, bouncing around, and it comes off. Landon missed it. Stuck at 10-2. We've played 4 minutes. Minster enters the ball into the half court. Nearly an over and back violation, and it is. It was set on the play from Jessica Falk, who just checked in for Minster toward Ivy Wolf, and it crossed over the Ohio State logo. Ottoville possession when we return. Minster timeout, all Big Green. The first 4 minutes plus leading in this game, 10-2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, after the timeout, the head coach Mike Wiss, Minster's gone to a zone. Ottoville has done nothing wrong in this game so far. They still haven't. Here's the ball thrown to the post. Amber Miller, 5'11 senior, caught the bullet-like pass 7 feet away. And in the middle of that zone defense, sank an 8-footer. Here is Minster trying to retaliate. Here's Janae Hoing on the arc. Minster reeling, down 12-2. Ivy Wolf at the head of the key. Ivy on the bounce. Being checked out there by C.J. Kemper. Near side pass goes to Jessica Falk. Falk rotates it outside the arc on the right. Minster is thwarted offensively right now, perplexed. 30 feet away on the right, it's Ivy Wolf. Spin move goes to Taylor Kogi. Pick and roll. Kogi on the finish. Got it for 2 points. Taylor Kogi, all four of Minster's points to this point. 2:47 left, opening period, 12-4, Ottoville. It was 12-2. Up across the timeline, it is Ottoville with the ball. Knippen deep in the right corner. Knippen on the dribble. Ball thrown cross court, bobbled by Schlagbaum. She got it back. Dish to Knippen, right back to Schlagbaum. Off balance runner, hit the side of the rim, caromed out to Janae Hoing for Minster. Up ahead to Ivy Wolf. Wolf outside the arc on the left, on the bounce. Feeds it left wing to Falk, 25 feet away. Jessica to the top of the key, hands to Pringer. All over her is Kemper. Here's a long jump shot. Ivy Wolf, right flank, three-pointer, buried it. 12-7, Minster within five. Five straight points for the Lady Cats. Up the floor, Casey Knippen for Ottoville. The right side pass goes to Amber Miller. Ball dumped down inside for Landon. Stolen, intercepted by Ivy Wolf. Outlet to Kogi. Two on two. Taylor slows it up. Comes left side to Falk. Left corner open shooter, Janae Hoing. Long three-pointer, strong. Weak side rebound. Great one by Pringer. She stole it away from two white shirts. Gave it up on the arc to Falk. Long three. Hit the back iron. Rebound Ottoville. Amber Miller's got it. And Ottoville gets a timeout with 1:24 to go in the first. Minster, something to cheer about now. Once down 12-2, it's 12-7 Ottoville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
These two head coaches, Mike Wiss for Minster Dave Kleeman for Ottoville, doing their best to manage the game. Already, Chuck, a timeout each way, and we played just over 6 minutes.
Yeah, both teams at the time very strategic. Both of them are stopping runs.
Head of the key with the ball. Schlagbaum for Ottoville. And reaching in is a Minster player. Nearly a tie-up. Jessica Falk might have gotten a piece of the arm, though. And Falk's got a couple already. Team's fourth for Minster. Far side of the floor, Ottoville will play it in, leading by a 12-7 count with 1:12 to go in the opening quarter. Allie Fisher back in for Falk. So it is Damaris Wolf, Janae Hoing, Ivy Wolf, Courtney Pringer, Allie Fisher. Three-guard look here now for the Minster Wildcats. 30 feet out on the arc, it's Knippen being hounded by Hoing. Handoff on the play to Haley Horston is in now, 5'7 junior. Haley's got the ball for Ottoville. Hands off on the play to Landon. Landon, 16-footer. Bingo! She's got it. Boy, the southpaw post player for Ottoville can score inside and out. 14-7 count. Ottoville in the lead. Minster throws it long, cross court to Fisher. Batted by Kemper, gotten back by Fisher, into the post to Pringer, pushed from behind, good call. Brinley Hanneman in off the bench, a 6 foot junior for Ottoville, picked up the foul. This Ottoville roster blessed with good size, a 5'10", two 5'11s, a 6 footer. Bridget Landon gets a breather. She'll sit out the rest of the first period for Ottoville. Ball inbounded. Low on the right to Ivy Wolf. Now to Damaris. She's in a crowd. Bounces to Ivy. Baseline right. Little 7-footer. Swish. Ivy Wolf connects.
I'll tell you what. That little 8-to-10-footer from the sideline is her sweet spot.
14-9. Minster down 5. 14 seconds to go first quarter. Big possession here. Dribble drive. C.J. Kemper fell down and walked. He tried to stop on a dime, couldn't. Turned it over. Minster's got a shot. Closing out the first quarter here. 8.8 to go. Ottoville 14, Minster 9. Been a very entertaining first period. Good offensive play at both ends by each team. It would seem as though it's going to take 45, maybe 50 to win this contest. Here comes Minster, three-fourths the length of the floor. No pressure by Ottoville until the timeline by Schlagbaum. Five to play. Here's Ivy Wolf on a drive. Running one-hander. Overshot it. She had a good look. Ottoville eventually got the rebound. Ivy missed a real short one. Ivy was in tight. Put it up off the glass. I think she expected some resistance. It didn't come. Ottoville ahead by five after one. 14-9 over Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. We played one quarter. Minster trails Ottoville 14-9 in the girls' Division IV state championship game. Could have been worse with about 3 minutes to go in the first. Ottoville led 12-2, but then a good spurt, a 7-2 run by Minster to close out that opening period. Ottoville, Chuck, at the offensive end, looks pretty smooth. What adjustments did Minster make the last few minutes of that first quarter.
Well, they went zone after their timeout, and they sifted it to the middle, got out of it quickly back to the man-to-man.
Yeah.
They're just doing a better job of keeping them from getting the ball penetration and closing out a little bit better on the outside shooters.
Ottoville's got no weaknesses. It's a club which can mix post play with fine three-point shooting. Superb rebounding team, 80% at the foul stripe. Here's a short shot outside the lane in the left to open up action here in the second quarter by Ottoville. Ivy Wolf from behind tries to get the block but nicks the wrist of the jump shooter, who is Casey Knippen. She's at the stripe.
6 of 8 from the floor in the first quarter for Ottoville, including 2 of 2 from behind the arc.
Knippen drains the foul shot. She didn't have a real good game against Buckeye Central. Casey was 2 of 10 from the floor, 1 of 4 from behind the arc. She's a much better shooter than that. She drops in 2 free ones here, and the lead is back to 7 for Ottoville at 16-9. Allie Fisher, Ivy Wolf at guard, Damaris Wolf at a wing. Paige Toby now in the front line with Taylor Kogi for Minster. 30 feet away, it's Ivy Wolf. Left side pass goes to Damaris. Damaris forced out high. Good defense by Knippen. Ball entered to Toby. Top of the circle, Damaris. Left side, Ivy. Right back into Toby. Turn, squares up. Double team, triple team. It's a jump ball. Now Paige held it just a bit too long. Needed to feel pressure and either throw it opposite on the arc or give it right back to where it came from.
She brought the ball down to her waist.
Yep, you're right. She needs to fling that thing up above her head so Ottoville can't get a piece of it. Here's Ivy, elbow left. That Allie Fisher on top to Toby. Toby 20 feet away to Ivy, who faked right, went left, and she dragged the pivot foot. It's a walk.
I think the outside official called a three-second call.
Oh, 3 seconds.
But I think you're right on the travel, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah, looked to me like a shuffle. Minster with how many turnovers so far, Chuck? What, 5?
Well, let's see. They had 3, so that's their 4th.
Up the right side of the floor, Ottoville. It's Knippen 30 feet away, a minute gone here in the second quarter. A drive by Haley Horson. Here's Landon inside the top of the circle. Long one, 19-footer, hit the rim twice and spun off. Rebound Ivy Wolf ahead to Fisher for Minster. Wildcats need a bucket here. Down by 7, 16-9. A minute 20 gone, second quarter. Kogi high post. Looks for Toby on the interior. Now Damaris Wolf a drive. Fisher on the arc. Her three-pointers wide right. Good rebound by Toby. Shove off on the interior against Ottoville.
You can see that Ottoville has really been schooled on the fast break. Minster really does a good job of finding people on the backside. Ottoville getting back and covering that backside. So far, they've not gotten any easy baskets off of their fast break.
Damaris Wolf inbounding, baseline left, throws to Kogi, 25 feet away, now to Ivy. In the top of the circle, Damaris, into the post to Courtney Pringer. Turn around, 7-footer. Oh, my goodness. It circled the rim 3 times and came out. Rebound, Ottoville. Here's the big green shooting a long 3, and the person of Knippen overshot it. Weak side rebound, Minster. Ottoville on the back. Landon picks up number 1. Tell you what, personal fouls will be critical. Of course, Springer and Kogi have got to stay on the floor for Minster. Landon and Kemper need to be out there as much as possible for Ottoville. 6:15 to go, second quarter. 16-9 in favor of Ottoville. Minster yet to score here in period number 2. Fisher to Janae Hoying, who's in now, the freshman guard. Ivy Wolf on the bench momentarily. Damaris has got it 30 feet out. Damaris throws high post to Kogi. Left flank to Pringer. Pringer starts to drive in the lane on Landon. Banked it. Missed it short. Number 2 on Landon. That's big.
That is big. And I'll tell you what, Pringer made a real nice move. Shot the ball up there left-handed. Almost got it in there.
And I'll tell you what, that is a weapon that she needs to refine, because if out of the post you can go swivel right or swivel left and score either way, you're dangerous. Courtney Pringer's foul shot is a brick. We remain 16-9. Ottoville on paper, statistically, over the season, 10 percentage points better at the free throw line this year. We'll see how that plays out. Second shot here for Courtney Pringer, who shoots him at about 67% of the season. That one a lot of rim, backboard, rim again, and good. 16-10, Ottoville by six. In backcourt, the big green with the ball, Schlagbaum. Up the right side to Kemper. Kemper checked by Pringer, 30 feet out. Now the ball dealt to Amber Miller. Miller starts a drive against Ivy Wolf. Little left-hand fadeaway in the lane. Bingo! 18-10, Ottoville pressing in backcourt. Minster with a little difficulty. Up the near side, Ivy Wolf goes to Damaris. Batted, good defensive play. Getting a hand on it, Knippen. And she produced a swipe for Ottoville, which is ahead by eight. Ottoville getting many deflections throughout the first 10 minutes of this game. Through the top of the circle, it is Knippen. Left side pass to Horston. Haley's got the ball in the dribble, tries to back down to Maris Wolf, can't do it. Feeds it right to Taylor Kogi, who's got the steal for Minster. Outlet to Wolf. Wolf stops and pops a three-pointer. It is strong off the back brace. Good strong rebound, Taylor Kogi. She pivots to the rim, hacked on the shoulder. Foul, Ottoville. Two free throws, Minster.
Minster needs to make some hay while Landon's sitting on the bench right now.
Yeah, Bridget Landon, who wears 13 on the sideline. Two fouls for Ottoville. Taylor Kogi at the stripe for the Lady Cats, who are down by eight. Kogi connects to make it 18-11. Ottoville leads, 4:51 to go here in the first half of this game. Abby Hilvers has checked in, a 5'7 senior for Ottoville. Both teams going 9 or 10 deep. Kogi's second shot, swish, she's got it. Minster within six. Here's full court pressure. Airmail pass, Ottoville down the left side, caught by Amber Miller. Miller slings it to Kemper, lofted out ahead to Miller. Miller into the paint area, blocked on the play. Kogi got all ball. And the loose leather picked up by Minster. Down the left side, Ivy Wolf up over the timeline. Dribble drive, paint area, good dish to Kogi. Blocked away out of bounds. Amber Miller got a fist on that ball just as Kogi released it. She had a near chippy. Good defense by Ottoville near the rim. Here's Damaris Wolf inbounding. Baseline left for Minster, which trails by six. Ball lobbed on the arc to Janae Hoyne. Dribble drive through the top of the key. On a weave to Wolf. She carved out space in the lane and hits a runner. Ivy Wolf drops it through. Minster within four. 4:18 to go first half. Ottoville dribbling down the right side. It is Knippen to Schlagbaum. She starts a drive. A double team. A steal by Damaris Wolf. Minster up the floor quickly. Ivy into the half court. Left side Damaris. Long three-pointer. Clanged off the rim. No good. Rebound down to Ottoville. Minster trying to find the range behind the arc. Can't do it. Here's C.J. Kemper in the left corner. She's doubled. In pressure. Lost the ball. Tipped away by Minster. Out of bounds to Ottoville. Timeout called. It's a TV break. I think it will be Ottoville's possession when we return. 3:49 to go, second quarter. Minster's turned up the heat defensively. Down by only four now. 18-14. Beyond the midway point, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Hey, if you're a fan of local high school sports like Chuck and I, please check out the book, Titles and Tears. The book documents the decade-long quest for the Fort Loramie girls basketball program. As they vie for the state championship in 2013, they win it, do it again 2 years later. The book, which describes the quest, is available at titlesandtears.com. The book is called Titles and Tears. A lot of sports figures in the region have read it. They love it. It's so very real, they say. Titles and Tears, a must-read for you if you like local high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Buy the book today at titlesandtears.com. Its authors, Hillary Bonanzer and Jeff Hewitt. Titles and Tears at titlesandtears.com. Well, Ottoville possession after the timeout. And in the lane jumper tried by Miller. Bodies fly on the rebound. And Ivy Wolf is called for a tough luck foul. There was contact both ways. It's a shame something had to be called. It went against a black shirt. How many on Ivy Wolf, Chuck?
That's her second.
Ivy may have to sit down. Yep, she does. Janae Hoying back on the floor. Also in, Kendra Thien. Taylor Kogi sits down as well for Minster, which trails by four. 3:22 to go here in the second quarter. Ottoville inbounding below the rim. Ball lobbed way out, 25 feet from the basket. Handled there by Amber Miller. Gives it up to Horston. Horston 30 feet away. Checked by Fisher. Horston fakes left, goes right. Into the lane area. Hoying knocks it free from behind. It's loose on the deck. Another jump. And my goodness, the arrow says Ottoville keeps it again.
It's the eighth time in a row.
It seems like Ottoville's had about a minute and a half possession here.
It's the luck of the green.
St. Paddy's Day, correct, March 17th.
Today is St. Paddy's Day.
Inbounding baseline left. It is heaved by Casey Knippen out on the arc to Amber Miller. Minster's done well to slow down the Ottoville offense, which scored 12 points in the first 5 minutes, but not on this possession. A second, third extra pass to C.J. Kemper low on the right. Good head fake. Then she dropped in the chippy. Here's Damaris Wolf driving, shooting for Minster. Off balance, no good. Rebound, got it. Courtney Pringer, a dynamo on the glass. Long throw down the floor, Ottoville. In the right corner, it's Schlagbaum. Gives it up out back to Miller. Miller between the rings. Bridget Landon back on the floor now for Ottoville, which leads by four, 20-16. 2.5 to go here in the second quarter. Fouls continue to mount against Minster. Here's a pass by Ottoville to the baseline right side. Allie Fisher on a hook. It'll be the one and one now for the Big Green. And again, this is something Minster does not want to do, send Ottoville to the stripe. 80% foul shooting club on the entire season. That is a special, special stat. 1-1, Ottoville, good. Foul shot poured in by Amber Miller, 5'11 senior. Big Green up five, although Ottoville did miss a pair at the stripe. Early on, I think it was Bridget Landon who misfired twice.
Yeah, they are 3-for-6 now.
That shot's up and in. Both of them made by Ottoville. We had a substitution for the Big Green. Brindley Hanneman on the floor for Amber Miller. They just potted the two foul shots to give Ottoville the 6-point lead again. 2:28 to go here in the second quarter. Backcourt, Janae Hoying for Minster. Minster 35 feet away, on the bounce. On a weave to Fisher, near side to Damaris Wolf. Minster's found a tough going from beyond 15 feet so far in this game. Here's Danae Hoying, top of the circle. Damaris, foul line extended left. Extra pass down inside to Pringer. Oh, look at that left-hand shot. She kissed it in off the window. Courtney Pringer, a half hook, 8-footer. Splendid move. 22-18, Ottoville by 4 again. Minute 50 left, first half. Dribble drive through the top of the circle. Knippen off to Landon. Landon 18 feet out. Swish! Bridget Landon scored 21 in the state semi. She averages over 14. She drained that one. It was a long two-pointer. Six-point lead, Ottoville. High post, it's Pringer for Minster. She spins, puts it on the deck. Dribble drive right down the pike. Banked it on the run. No good. And we had a foul over the back against Ottoville. Ruled to be on the floor, not a shooting foul for Minster. Damaris Wolf will inbound, baseline right. Taylor Kogi and Courtney Pringer, the tandem now in the front line for Minster. Hoing and Fisher and Ivy Wolf out front. Nope, it's Damaris Wolf who's in. Here's Hoing catching 30 feet away. Pringer top of the key. Now Damaris. Damaris on the bounce. Picked up by Knippen. Outside the arc of the left is Pringer. She's doubled immediately. Starts a drive. Goes to Fisher. Loop to Damaris straight away for a triple. It's off the back iron. Minster cannot zero in from long range. Lady Cats have had some nice looks. Six-point lead, Ottoville. Minute to go. Second quarter. 30 feet out, Schlagbaum. On the bounce, picked up her dribble, fed it to Horston. Damaris Wolf tries to steal, can't. Horston dropped it, got it back. Now Schlagbaum, 48 seconds to go, second quarter. Ottoville up six. Right flank with the ball is Kemper. Puts it on the deck, drives against Kogi. Pulls up the dribble, 5-second count is on. Long lob pass, cross court to Landon. Landon to Miller. Here's a steal taken away by Fisher. Two on one. Delivery to Hoing in the lane. Good! Janae Hoing finished it. Fine theft at one end. Good transition bucket at the other by Minster. 16 seconds to go. Second quarter. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at the shot. 7 seconds left. Dribble drive. Knippen on the arc. Down to 3-2, cross-court pass, shot, Ottoville. Kemper, no good, off the heel. That's the end of the third quarter, or I should say the second quarter. First half in the books. Oh, it's been a marvelous first two quarters. Ottoville 24, Minster 20 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
And welcome back here to the shot. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McPhee. Halftime, very entertaining girls Division IV state title game. Ottoville 24, Minster 20. Very even second quarter of play. Minster outpointed Ottoville 11-10. Minster trailed early on in this game by as many as 7 points at the outset. Then a nice run by Minster to close out the first quarter. My mistake, it was 12-2. It was a 10-point game in favor of Ottoville with a little over 3 minutes remaining in the first quarter of action. In fact, a 12-point run by Ottoville after Minster scored the first bucket. Minster came on strong late in the first, cut it to 14-9. Minster shaved it to 4 on at least 3 occasions in that second quarter. That's where we stand. 4-point contest, Ottoville 24 and Minster 20. Minster turned it over pretty heavily in the first quarter. Minster forced Ottoville into some floor errors in that second quarter. We've got Chuck upcoming here in a moment with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. I'd like to tell you all about Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like Brookins. You'll love Brookins for great food, fine menu. By the way, the late night menu has been tweaked by the new owner manager, Carl Arnes at Brookins. He's taken over after 12 great years, turned in by Dale and Joyce Barhorst. And they, for such a long time, put their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins, and it still is. Kudos to Carl Arnes. He's now the man in charge. Specialty sandwiches at Brookins Pizza, the pork chop special on Saturday nights, plus roasted chicken dinners. Oh, you'll love them. And plenty of Brookins burgers to go around, too. No good eating place like Brookins in Fort Loramie on 10 Elm Street. It's at the web, BrookinsUSA.com. That's Brookins, BrookinsUSA.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Congrats to the Fort Loramie boys, regional runners-up, losing 62-47 to Marion Local last night. Fort Loramie boys played to the district championship a few years ago, got to the regional semis last year, regional finals this season. Marion Local was the better team last night. Flyers played extremely well and will represent Southwest Ohio Division IV superbly in the state Final Four this coming Thursday at 2. The opponent for Marion Local will be Pandora Gilboa on Thursday at 2 p.m. But hats off to head coach Corey Britt and the staff and the 5 Fort Loramie boys seniors, Cody Barhorst, Evan Burning, Dylan Braun, Tyler Siegel, Austin Siegel, all graduating. They played their hearts out all year long, lost just 3 times. Unfortunately, Marion Local played a super, super game last evening to beat the Redskins. Here at halftime, Minster girls down 4. Chuck, our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Well, if you look at the shooting to start, 8 of 20 for Minster from the floor, it's 40%. Only 1 of 8 behind the arc. Ivy Wolf get 1 of 2. Other than that, they didn't make any. 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Ottoville was 9 of 16 from the floor, 56%. Made both of their threes. They were 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Rebounding is even, 10 each. Minster actually has a 5-3 offensive rebounding advantage. Both teams turned the ball 5 times in the first half. Individually, Ivy Wolf is 3-for-5 from the floor, and she has 7 points. Taylor Kogi, 2-of-3 from the floor. She has 6 points. Courtney Pringer, 2-of-4. She has 5 points. On the other side, C.J. Kemper, 3-of-3. Casey Knippen, also 3-of-3. They have 9 and 7. They held Bridget Landon to 1 rebound and 4 points in the first half. They should probably be a little better off holding that real star down, but a couple of the role players, Kemper, not really a role player. She's her second-leading scorer. And then Knippen had an outstanding first half.
Yeah, what's handicapped Minster so far, Chuck, is the 1-for-8 behind the arc. Wildcats shoot it better than that normally. And Minster will have to make a few from long range in order to win this game.
Absolutely. They need to get Ivy, to shake Ivy Wolf loose a little bit. Allie Fisher needs to get it going. Damaris Wolf was 0-for-3 from the floor in the first half. That cannot be her second half or they're going to be done.
This was a 12-2 game, 12 straight points by Ottoville. A nice effort by Minster to rally back and get it down to four, though, at the halftime break.
Yeah, four is definitely workable, so they need a good start to the third quarter. I think they get the ball to start the third quarter, so it's real imperative for them to have a good start. They need to get themselves a lead. They can't keep playing from behind the entire second half. They will wear themselves out.
Yes. Our halftime presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wildcats down four on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
I'm Jack, along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at the shot on the campus of The Ohio State University. Ottoville in front of Mister by 24-20 count, seconds away from the start of our third quarter in this girls' D4 state championship game this morning. Our student-athlete spotlight segment presented by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. As always, LaCal, a tremendous underwriting sponsor, a founding partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal promotes student academic success. It's done so since our start a dozen years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And LaCal puts under the spotlight here today the seniors for the Mr. Wildcats. There are several: Allie Fisher, Reagan Webker, Paige Toby, Kendra Thien, and Taylor Kogi, all seniors. They want to go out winning a state title. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center is behind them, and they're saluted today by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Hey, it's the Beat the Taxman sale at Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Route 47 west of I-75. That's West Michigan Avenue for Goffney Furniture in Sydney. You can't beat it. The Beat the Taxman sale. 5 years, no interest financing. 60 equal monthly payments at Goffney Furniture. Superb high-quality furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and adult and youth bedrooms as well. And I'm going to point this out to you. Take advantage of the new unique support report sleep test system. It's new and very special. It'll map out your body's pressure points and fit you into the most comfortable mattress you've ever felt. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And once again, the Beat the Tax Man sale is on. And go to Goffney's website, GoffneyFurniture.com, for even more savings. Take advantage of coupons there at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Seconds away from the start of our third quarter, the Big Green of Ottoville leading Minster by 4, 24-20. Ottoville bidding for its first ever girls' state title. 14 district championships have been registered by the Ottoville girls' basketball program. Several journeys here to the state Final Four, but not one state championship yet. Minster looking for its third in school history. Last year in 2010, when Minster lost in the state semifinal game after having a nice lead early in the fourth quarter. Minster vying for state title number 3, Ottoville at first. And it will be Minster possession. Wildcats moving left to right on your phone or computer screen down toward the Minster bench as we start play here in the second half with Minster trailing by 4 points. Minster is not led. Oh, good inside play to start the third quarter. Nice effort by Ivy Wolf. She peeled off a screen below the basket. Designed play. Ball was knocked free right away, though, by Ottoville. Hit a support below the hoop. And Minster pitches it inbounds. Damaris low in the right for Pringer. Again, it's jabbed out by Ottoville, which is playing tenaciously below the basket. On inbounds action by Minster. Here's Damaris Wolf triggering on the arc to Ivy Wolf. Out high to Pringer. Now to Kogi. Kogi to Alley. Left side. Into the post area. Pringer. Turnaround 7-footer. She's clipped on the arm. That's a good call.
Absolutely. The people behind it didn't like it, but that was a good call.
Amber Miller's got her first. Keep in mind, Bridget Landon's got, what, 2 for Ottoville?
She has 2. Fisher has 2. Ivy Wolf has 2. And Jessica Falk also has 2 for Minster.
A pair of shots here for Pringer for Minster. It is a little heavy. No good. Off the back frame. Minster's got to shoot fouls especially well the rest of the way in this game. They've got to make a few three-pointers. They're down 4, 20 seconds into the third. Second shot by Pringer. Got it. She split 4, right, Chuck, at
the
stripe?
Yep, yep. Missed the first, made second. She just needs to get comfortable, it looks like.
7.5 to go here in the third quarter. 24-21 in favor of Ottoville. Ottoville Big Green with the ball 30 feet out. It's Schlockbaum. Outside the arc of the left, Langdon. Or I should say Landon. Oh, nice feed down inside to Kemper. She shook free, caught it, and laid it in. I said Kemper, it was Miller. Good dish out high by Knippen. Coming right back is Minster. Into the post, it's Pringer. 7-footer hangs on the rim, won't go. Rebound Ottoville, which is up 5, 26-21, a minute gone, third quarter. Big Green with the ball, dribble drive through the top of the circle, Landon. And she tried to release a 16-footer, deflected by Minster. Long run out down the floor, thrown up off the rim on the run. No good, a foul. I think Landon nailed the driver for Minster from behind, who crashed to the floor. It's 3 on Landon, and that's a factor.
That is a big factor. I'll tell you what, Pringer did a great job just to catch that ball and get it up towards the rim.
And Courtney's got 2 more free throws here for Minster, which is down 5. Courtney shot, lipped the rim. Tough break. Yep, she's 2 of 5 at the stripe. You don't want to miss too many against Ottoville because they don't miss very many. 80% on the year. Landon sits with 3. Ottoville, though, Chuck, has played pretty well without her on the floor.
Well, they've got other girls out there, that's for sure.
Second shot, Courtney Pringer dips the knees. It's in the air. Front rim, backboard, and good. She's 3 of 6 at the stripe. Minster down 4 again, 26-22. In backcourt, on the dribble, is Haley Horston for Ottoville, and she is belted hard, shoulder to shoulder, by Allie Fisher. I'm sorry, Damaris Wolf came around. Fisher made contact. It's against her. C.J. Kemper inbounding midcourt for Ottoville, which is in the lead by 4, 26-22. 30 feet away, straight on, Schlagbaum. On a weave, far left flank, Knippen. Knippen through the top of the key, bounce pass to Kemper. Kemper checked out high by Pringer. Oh, here's a drive by Kemper. Looker go to the rack. Missed it, no good. Rebound Miller. Blocked away by Minster. Good defense. Kogi and Pringer were there. Outlet to Ivy Wolf. Down into the corner. Back out to Fisher for three. It's no good off the back iron. Long rebound Pringer to Fisher. To Ivy Wolf outside the arc of the left. Near side Damaris. Right back to Fisher. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. 4-point game. Critical possession, Minster. Going opposite, Pringer for Fisher. Drives into the lane, low on the right to Kogi. She scores, and she's fouled. Kogi on the finish.
What an outstanding pass by Allie Fisher that time. Boy, she led her right to the basket.
Allie weaved through the middle part of the key, right below the foul stripe. She got down inside the teeth of the Ottoville defense, led Kogi neatly toward the rim, as Chuck pointed out. Taylor concluded the play. Now she's at the stripe with a chance to add on. And her free throw circled the iron and spun out of there. Minster shooting a tough luck at the stripe. Let's hope that does not come back to haunt. It's a 2-point game. 26-24 Ottoville, which has the ball forecourt to our left. Here's Horston, 30 feet out. Gives it up on the play to teammate Schlagbaum. Schlagbaum looks for Kemper. Here's a three-point shot left side, Ottoville. It's good, Amber Miller. Difference in this game, Ottoville better at the stripe and beyond the arc. Five-point game again, 29-24. Kogi in the lane. Good feed from Ivy Wolf. She banks it in. Long pass down the floor, Ottoville. Much too far. Intended for Horston. It was a fly pattern. She couldn't catch up to it. And on the turnover, Minster's got it behind the three, 29-26. Five to play in the third.
If it was a football game, I would have told her she had to lay herself out to make the catch, but that wouldn't have helped much in basketball.
It was a post pattern to the post player, but she couldn't retrieve it. Boy, Taylor Kogi's really sparkled here in this state tournament. So is Courtney Pringer. Some nice assist making by Minster. Second and third quarters of this state championship contest. Here's Ivy Wolf on the arc, sets her feet. Misses a three-pointer just short. Rebound volleyball right back to Ivy. Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Minster 27. Ottoville 27. Or I should say it's 29 all. Here's Ottoville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. Five straight points.
What a comeback.
What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottoville's got to get a timeout. They do. Minster in the lead by two. 31-29. 4.5 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, they had to come back with Landon. They had no choice. They gave up their lead, and they now trail by two.
You knew sooner or later, Chuck, Minster was going to launch and make a three-pointer. It happened. Five successive points by Janae Hoying.
Yeah, she's got seven for the game. Give that freshman some kudos.
Minster with several big steals. Here's a press, another steal. Ivy Wolf down to Hoying. Hoying in for the layup. She's belted on the shoulder, and she's got two shots at the stripe.
It's amazing how the momentum has changed in this game, and all the excitement now is on the orange and black side.
Janae Hoying at the free throw line for Minster as she goes for her sixth and seventh straight points for Minster in this game with 4:26 to go in the third quarter. Minster up two, trying to make it four. Free throw by Hoying, softly up and in. This young lady, Chuck, is a freshman does not look like it, nor does Ivy Wolf, who's also just a ninth grader.
You throw those two young ladies back out there with Pringer next year, and I think they should still be pretty darn good.
Hoying again, second foul shot, dead center. First time in this game, I think, that Minster's made both at the free throw line. And Minster now has a four-point edge, 33-29. Quickly down the floor, Kemper for Ottoville. Throws, deep left corner to Schlagbaum. Down inside to Landon, who goes to work. She's got it. 2 points, Landon. She's a terrific player. She'll buckle down now with three fouls. Here's Ivy Wolf, foul line, Minster. 16-footer strong. Rebound, Pringer, up and in. 35-31, Minster by four. Scintillating girls D4 state championship game here today.
Boy, this is a good one, Jack.
3:50 to go. Third period of play. On the arc, it's Horston. Top of the circle, Landon. Stop and go move against Pringer. Landon drives and scores with the left hand. Wow, she put a move on Courtney. 2-point game again. Ivy Wolf streaking down the floor to the rack, to the rim. Two more. Ivy Wolf, brilliant drive. What a play by Ivy. Bucket for bucket right now. 37-33, Minster. 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. Knippen through the top of the circle for Ottoville. Down the lane. Left-hander. Yes. Casey Knippen counters. 2-point game again. Minster in the forecourt. Ivy Wolf, top of the circle. Loops it high post to Pringer. Check by Kemper. Outside the arc on the left to Hoyne. Janae bounces inside. Oh, good overplay by Landon. She's got the swipe. Bridget Landon down the floor against Pringer. 8-footer. Hits it. What a play by Landon.
You talk about a senior coming in and taking a game over.
And here's a timeout by head coach Mike Wiss of Minster. Momentum Ottoville. We're tied right back up at 37. 2:40 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Oh, it's a terrific game here at the Shot on the campus of The Ohio State University in Columbus. Ottoville and Minster knotted, 37 each. Bridget Landon on the bench a few minutes with three fouls for Ottoville. Head coach Dave Klayman, no choice but to put her back in. Minster roared from behind, produced a four-point lead. Bridget Landon to the rescue. She's been dynamite. And we are tied up again, Chuck.
She's played two game minutes here. When she came back in, she's got 6 points.
Minster ball, top of the circle, Pringer. We are even at 37. 2:27 to go here in the third quarter. Janae Hoyne's got the ball 30 feet away from Minster. Outside the arc on the left to Damaris Wolf. Damaris looks for Ivy straight on. Ivy's got it on the bounce. Foul stripe. Now Janae behind the three-point line. Hooks it right corner, Courtney Pringer. Here's Courtney on a drive through the lane area. Running left-hander, banged off the back rim. Long rebound, though, Janae Hoyne. Minster's got it again. Here's Janae, 25 feet away. Left side pass to Maris. Good drive. Pulls up from 8 feet. Fadeaway six-footer. Danced off the rim. Tough break. Rebound down to Ottoville, which can get the lead back. Minster led before at 37-33. Landon going to work one-on-one. Down the lane to the rim. It hit the beneath side of the glass. Rebound down to Minster. Here's Damaris. Damaris up ahead to Ivy. Ivy to Janae Hoing. Spin move below the basket. Blocked out of bounds by Ottoville.
Now Landon tried a little too much that time down the floor. Heard from Joe Neves, longtime sportscaster in the area, listening to us today, and he just sent me hell of a game.
Sure is. Ivy Wolf outside the arc in the right. Joe was the man on the radio for the Fort Laramie Boys State Championship in 1993.
Yep.
1-point win over Lima Central Catholic, and then a big win over New Regal in the final when the Fort Laramie Boys won it in 93. Damaris Wolf just crisscrossed the lane area, took a neat pass from Janae Hoing on the arc, and banked in a runner. Minster back up at 2. Ottoville with the ball. A minute left, third quarter. Knippen on the arc. Throws to Landon low on the left. Broken up by Damaris Wolf. It goes out of bounds.
Knippen thought about taking that three. Then she, if you have to think about it that long, she made a wise choice to go ahead and pull it back out.
Heck of a game here at the shot.
Absolutely.
In fact, Chuck, of all of the girls' basketball games I've witnessed, this one here today for excitement, for outstanding play, rivals some of those Anna State Championship wins. How about the one against Afrocentric, 67-49?
Well, that was not a close game, but that was a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. Here's Bridget Landon. Took the inbounds pass below the basket. A dynamite pivot move, and she banked it in. She was brushed on the arm as she released it. Counted plus one, and Ottoville has tied Minster back up at 39. 57 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
I think Ivy Wolf just picked up her third foul.
Three fouls on Ivy. She's on the bench. Paige Toby back in on the front line for Minster. Bridget Landon, outstanding player, Chuck, has dialed it up one more notch, maybe two more. Her level of play has ascended ever since she's come back in with three fouls.
It reminds me of what Cammie McEldowney did on Thursday in the second quarter when they were sluggish, and she went, I'm not going home.
No.
And I think that's what we're seeing right now with Landon. She wants a state championship.
Free throw, Landon is good. Boy, Bridget has lit the fuse.
9 points here in the third quarter, and she sat half of it.
And this Ottoville team has been sparked. Minster went up before, 37-33. Since then, a run of 7-2 by Ottoville, which has gone up one now. 51 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Midcourt with the ball. Janae Hoing's got it for Minster. Check 30 feet out by Schlagbaum. Damaris Wolf's got it 30 feet away, too. Into the top of the key. Below the foul line. Running one-hander by Damaris. In, out. In, out. Oh, what a tough break. Rebound jerked off the glass by Landon of Ottoville, which will play for one, up one, half minute to go, third quarter. Dribbling on the arc, it's Alexa Honickford. It is stolen by Fisher. She blitzes the other way, blocked from behind, but a foul, I think, on Knippen of Ottoville. Minster's got two free throws. These are big.
Well, I'll tell you, I talked about Allie Wolf's on-ball defending it before the game, and that is her strength. She's a decent three-point shooter. But, boy, as an on-ball defender, she's as good as they get.
Allie Fisher is a hawk. She's got a couple shots here to give Minster the lead. It's on the way, and she makes it. We're tied at 40. 20.5 to go here in the third quarter. Couple of substitutions each way. Somebody's got to find Landon, who is on the floor here now for Ottoville. She's been subbed in. Head coach Mike Wiss points out.
Well, three players and two assistant coaches, and Mike Wiss all found her.
Yeah. Landon was hanging out down here at the other end. Nobody was on her, but somebody found her. Allie Fisher hits both free throws. Minster up one. 12 seconds to go, third quarter. On the arc with the ball, it's Schlagbaum. Straight away, Kemper. Outside the arc to Knippen. Five to go. Knippen dribbles. Janae Hoing guards. Knippen forces one. Air ball. Weak side rebound. Fisher's got it. That's how the third quarter closes. Minster 41. Ottoville 40. On scores broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com. It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome back. Here's the shot at the Ohio State University. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We've got a fantastic game in progress for you. Girls Division IV State Championship, Minster and Ottoville. It's going to go right to the wire. It's been an extremely entertaining game so far. Both clubs performing at peak efficiency, 41-40. Minster coming off a 21-point third quarter to lead by one. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers.
Well, the biggest one I'm seeing right now, Minster has an 11-4 offensive rebounding advantage, and they've only turned the ball over six times for the game.
And I think four of those were in the first 5 minutes of the game.
Yep, they started slow.
Yep. Here at midcourt, Ottawa with the ball to start the fourth and final period. Janae Hoing guarding very tightly against Casey Knippen. And Hoing pries the ball loose. It's on the deck, rolling away from Hoing. Foul on her shoulder, C.J. Kemper. His two players went sprawling for the ball. Janae Hoing had better position for Minster. Right call was made. Foul is common. Minster gains it far side of the floor. Inbounding Taylor Kogi to Ivy Wolf.
Boy, the freshman just picked her clean.
I tell you what, the guard play for Minster the last third of the season here in the tournament's been tenacious. Here's a drive, Ivy Wolf into the lane. Oh, a nifty bounce pass intended for Courtney Pringer, booted on the play by Ottoville. Minster will retain the ball at side court. No, it goes underneath the rim. Let's see what play head coach Mike Wiss has in store as he barks out instructions. Playmaker is going to be Taylor Kogi, baseline right. Minster up one. Man-to-man defense. Landon on Pringer at the moment. Ball inbounded, baseline left to Courtney. Now a switch off, Kemper on her. Pringer overshoots a six-footer, reaching in Ottoville. No offensive foul, Pringer.
I'm going to go back to my theory that the referee has to be at least taller than the shortest player on either team to be able to be an official.
That was a call.
That was a terrible call. She was blocked out of it completely. I'm not sure how she even blew her whistle.
Yeah, I might have been somewhat obscured as well. Could have been a defensive foul. Tough one. Went against Pringer of Minster for perhaps lowering the shoulder a little bit. And then Ottoville comes down the floor, top of the circle. Landon's got the ball. Dribbling left and right, overplay by Minster, little bit of contact, and a foul common against the Wildcats. What's the foul situation both teams this half?
Well, I think, it's six on Ottoville, and that's four on Minster, but that was also four on Allie Fisher.
Fisher's got four. Dribble drive, pick and roll in the lane by Ottoville. A nice dish off. What a play. Kemper on the finish. The playmaker was Bridget Landon. Boy, she dealt her a great feed, room service. 42-41, Ottoville back up by one. Lob pass to Pringer, low on the left, shot fake. Strips two defenders and scores.
Courtney Pringer.
Courtney Pringer right down the gut of the Ottoville defense. Got between a couple young ladies. And she shed two who were on her back. Here's a long three, Ottoville. Way short of the mark. No good by Kemper. Rebounding foul, or the whistle perhaps blew simply because an Ottoville player hit the deck hard.
That's Landon. Landon's down hard on the floor.
Minster possession. Landon on her back momentarily. 6:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Minster's back up a bucket. 43-42.
1 point lead in this game seems huge.
Oh, yeah. You get up to five.
If you get five, you're in pretty good shape.
In business.
Let me take a look at that.
Momentary delay here with Minster leading in this game by a point, just under seven to go.
There's been five times as it's been tied and four lead changes here in the game.
Say the team at Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney gets athletes healthy and right back in the game. Physicians, trainers, therapists are highly skilled. They treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools. They're on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open on Mondays, and sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Phone 937-498-5548, 498-5548, or go to wilsonhealth.org. Wilsonhealth.org, caring without limits. Well, Bridget Landon sits down. She might be going through some.
She was holding her head when she went off. I think she took an elbow, an unintentional elbow from Pringer on that, because Pringer went right to her after she was down.
She might be going through some concussion protocol over there on the sideline. Minster with possession up one. Here's a drive by Ivy Wolf into the lane. It's clogged up. She's got to get it out of trouble. Does so to Fisher. Good bounce pass down low on the left. Oh, and it's a short shot by Taylor Kogi. She stiff-armed it. Ottoville got the rebound. Two-on-one break down the floor. Almost thrown away. Then the big green recovers and pitches it back out on the arc. Minster by one. Dribble drive, Knippen. Left side of the lane. Soft lefty. Shot it over Pringer. No. Weak side rebound, yes. Amber Miller stuck it in. Ottoville by one. The long shot that didn't hit the rim wound up being a good pass. Here's Ivy Wolf, top of the key, fumbled it, got it back, fed it to Hoing, weaves inside to Kogi, back to Hoing for a three. Good! Or is it a long two? She was straddling the arc. Give her a pair. Here's Ottoville whipping Minster down the floor. Pringer moves over to shut off Kemper. Seven-footer, no good. Foul on Minster on the rebound. It's going to be Common. Minster leads by 45-44. 5:43 left here in the fourth quarter. Janae Hoing with a special game for this young lady. The freshman's been superb for the Lady Cats. It is the 1-1. Seventh team foul on Minster. It might have been ruled in the act of shooting.
Yeah,
it's 2. The foul shot up and in for the Ottoville Big Green, drained by Amber Miller. This free throw shooting for Ottoville this year, uncanny, 80% on the campaign. I think they missed the first two today, but the Big Green have sparkled ever since. Miller's got a pair. Ottoville back up one, 5:40 left in the fourth quarter. This game is going to go right to the wire, hoop for hoop. Third quarter was extremely exciting, very entertaining. Both teams operating at high efficiency levels at the offensive end. Minster with the ball in the arc, dribbling to Maris Wolf through the lane. Back to Janae. Janae's got it, faked the drive, dealt it to Ivy Wolf. She's on the arc. Knippen checks her. Ivy on the bounce, stops her dribble, goes to Damaris. 5:12 to go in the fourth, into Pringer. She turns, squares up, gets out of the lane area, goes opposite to Janae Hoing. Hoing on the arc, hands to Ivy Wolf, 30 feet out. Ivy veers off into the right corner, goes baseline, and a leg from an Ottoville player impedes the progress of Ivy Wolf. 1-1 for Minster. Free throws will decide this game.
Jack. Absolutely, and she's looking to become the fourth Minster player in double figures. Ivy Wolf at the stripe. 1-1, has to make the first to earn the second, and she does. We're even up at 46. 4:58 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Pringer's got 11, Hoying's got 11, Kogi's got 10, and now Ivy Wolf has 10.
Oh, boy, that's balance with an uppercase B. Big-time, well-rounded play for Minster's offense here this afternoon in this state championship game in girls Division 4. Ivy Wolf, 6, 2 free throws. Minster up 1, 47-46. Knippen on the arc with the left hand. Dribbles baseline left. 7-footer blocked on the play, but Pringer, no, a foul. She tagged her on the wrist, and Knippen has got 2 at the stripe. Tell you what, with Landon on the bench, this young lady for Ottoville, Casey Knippen, 5'7 junior, is doing a lot of dribbling and driving. She's penetrating. She's shifty. She's a left-hander. She knocks down the foul shot. Ottoville won't miss many, if any at all, the rest of this game. We're tied right back up at 47 with 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter.
The dribble penetration is hurting them. They may think zone one time down the floor, especially with Landon out of the game.
Yeah, I agree. Knippen drops in a pair. Ottoville back up 1. Here's Ivy Wolf in the left corner. Inside to Pringer. She maneuvers. 7-foot bank shot. Left hand in. What a play by Pringer. Splendid move. Don't know if she can be denied with Landon on the bench. Ottoville up the floor. Down 1. 35 feet away, it's Haley Horston. Gives it up on the arc to Amber Miller. Outside the arc in the right wing, it's Quinley Schlagbaum. Schlagbaum, left-hand bounce. Deep right corner, Kemper. To Schlagbaum, to Kemper, foul line. Good defense by Minster. Damaris Wolf caused a bad pass. She broke it up. Flicked it to Falk. Baseline left, Minster on the attack. Damaris hits the cutter, Pringer in the post. Nifty bounce pass into the corner. It mishandled by Falk, stolen by Ottoville. 3:53 to go. Minster up 1. A steal at one end, a steal at the other. Up over the timeline, Ottoville. Knippen's got it 30 feet away. Keep an eye on her. She's on the arc. Thought about shooting. Whips a pass down low. Wide of the mark. Intended for Kemper. Tell you what, Chuck. There's tension, but also fatigue setting in.
Both. But I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch. So where you see it is in your legs shooting free throws at the end of a game.
Minster possession after the TV timeout. 3:39 left in the fourth. Minster up a point. 49-48 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Oh, and the sound reverberates here at the shot at The Ohio State University. Chuck, I like your comment. While we were away just briefly, this is as good as it gets.
A state final, the two best teams in the state of Ohio, Division IV, absolutely.
Ivy Wolf inbounds to Damaris. Man-to-man defense, Ottoville. Damaris on the arc. 1-point lead, Minster. 3:28 to go, fourth quarter. Pringer foul line, back to the basket. Fadeaway 7-footer. It's in, it's out. It's in, out, back in. Oh, what a shot. Pringer rolled it around the iron about 5 times. It hit the backboard 3 times.
Amazing. It went down through, rolling right through the ropes. Minster in the lead, but three. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Knippen, top of the circle. Pulls up, foul line, 17-foot J off the back iron. Rebound, Ivy Wolf for Minster. Ivy outlet to Damaris. Minster's in the 1-1. Damaris dribble drive, right corner. Three-pointer, hoing in the air. Short, no good. Rebound taken down by Ottaville. Nearly a steal, almost a foul by Minster. Here comes Ottaville. Broken floor, pulling up foul line. Not shooting as Miller. Gives it out back to Knippen. Minster had a chance to go up 5 or 6 on the last possession. Hoing missed.
That was a good shot, though. I like the shot by her. That would have been a dagger.
Oh, she was wide, wide open. Had to take it. Look at Knippen maneuver. Into the paint area. Double teamed. Too much dribbling. Broken up by Minster. Stolen. Long lead out. Kogi got it for two. Kogi. Taylor Kogi leaked out. She leaked out after the steal. She ran the floor beautifully. Knippen dribbled into traffic. Congested area in the lane. Three players for Minster. Pinched her, clawed it loose. Taylor Kogi alert. She leaked out the other way. Got the chippy at the other end. Minster's biggest lead, 5. 2:13 left.
That was a great pass. Right on the money.
Yep.
They're trying to get them a state championship. I thought when we talked to Taylor after we had the interview, I said, you kind of want to win this to shut the boys up, don't you? She says, absolutely. So that looked like a football play, a catch, and instead of spiking it, laying it in for the 2 points.
After that regional championship win, we did talk to Taylor Kogi. Delightful interview. Tell you what, that was a heads-up play by Taylor and a brilliant pass. I'm not sure who threw it.
I didn't see it either. I'd like to give a name, but I didn't see who threw it.
Big-time triple team on Knippen, who got down in too deep.
She's trying to – I don't want to use the word trying to do too much because now with Landon sitting down, I think she has to do what she's doing. But, they're going to put in some foulers now. That's what's going to happen here.
And apparently Bridget Landon, who a few minutes ago suffered the knock to the jaw or side of her head, is unable to come back on the floor.
Well, she came back out of the locker room in tears, so that wasn't them telling her, you can still play.
Here's a steal at midcourt by Minster, a run out the other way. Ivy Wolf to Pringer on the finish. Right away, Ottaville after the timeout made an errant pass. Another steal by Minster, taken away by Damaris Wolf. Off to Ivy. Minster in the lead, but 7. A minute 48 to go. Mike Wiss says spread it. Here's Janae. Here's Pringer, 30 feet out. Ivy's got it near midcourt. Left side, Damaris. Cross court, Janae. Pitch and catch. Janae, Ivy, Damaris. Foul against Ottaville, 30 feet away on Kemper. A minute 35 to go, fourth quarter. Not over yet. Minster, though, in the driver's seat. And Bridget Landon unable to perform for Ottaville, and that is so unfortunate that Ottaville can't finish with its best player, Bridget Landon, out there.
Well, it's sad, but it's also part of the game.
Yep. Ivy Wolf, 1-1. She jacks up the foul shot a little strong. Rebound Ottaville, which is a good three-point shooting team, 36%. Here's Knippen, goes high-low for Kemper, pitched it too far, out of bounds. And Ottaville, which did not turn it over but just 7 times in the state semi, has been its own worst enemy handling the ball here in the second half today. Quickly, Minster down the floor. Damaris Wolf, cross-court to Hoing. 55-48, Minster. 70 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Hoing near the timeline. Now Ivy Wolf, the chase is on. 3 players after her, and she is touched at the waist by Knippen. Ivy Wolf back at the stripe. Again, a 1-1 team foul, 9 on Ottaville.
To anybody listening in Minster that has keys to the school, you're going to want to go there and make room for the bigger of the two trophies, I'm pretty sure at this point.
Oh, my goodness. Minster Wildcats scored the first bucket of the game today, then gave up 12 in a row. We're down 12-2. Then a brilliant 21-point third quarter by Minster. And now the lead is 8. Ivy Wolf connects at the free throw line. 56-48. Minster by 8. A minute left here in the fourth.
They scored 36 points here in the second half.
Oh, it's been a terrific second half of play for Minster, both offensively and defensively. Second shot, Ivy. She buries it. Minster up and 9. How about that? Quickly down the floor, Knippen. Knippen angles through the lane area. Off balance, 17-footer. Banked it high off the glass. It hit the rim. Caromed off. Out on the arc, long three-pointer, Ottoville. C.J. Kemper misfires. Ball tracked down left corner by Ivy Wolf. She's out of trouble with it. Racing from behind, Ottoville, foul. And the big green down by 9 sense that this game has completely gotten away from them.
Well, disappointment again. They've been here quite a few times, and they've never taken home the big one. This was going to be a photo finish, I think, if Landon hadn't gone out of the game. Oh. But, again, part of the game.
Yeah, Bridget Landon really turned it on there in the third quarter. She was super.
Scored 9 points in a half a quarter. And this freshman, I'm telling you what, I told you after the district game, I am a believer.
Oh, yeah, I saw today Oling play a game late in the regular season.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that one.
Yeah, I saw the video of her three-point make at the buzzer at Fort Recovery, which won that game. And right here just now, she has swished 2 free throws. She's a freshman with ice water in her veins, playing like a redshirt senior. Here's Knippen down the floor for Ottoville, 30 feet away. Lobs it for Miller in the post. It is too high, too far, out of bounds. Another turnover, Ottoville, which has come unglued. Now trailing by 11, still 40 seconds to go. The headlines tomorrow. Chuck, this game will look like a blowout.
Right.
Anything but that.
Now the bigger headline is going to be Chuck McBee can't decide who to give the Clancy's player to out of the 4 young ladies that deserve it.
Zipping up the middle of the floor, being tagged from behind, is Ivy Wolf. These Minster Wildcats have been splendid here today. Head coach Mike Wiss has done a masterful job. He brought the coaches together after that double loss week to Anna and Versailles, heart-to-heart with the players. A few of them were in tears. Roles and responsibilities were redefined, and Janae Hoing was added to the mix. What a difference maker she has been. Ivy Wolf is at the free throw line, and she pours it through. 60-48, Minster by a dozen. And oh, what a tough break for Ottoville, which lost Bridget Landon, middle of the second half of this game, a head injury, unable to come back in. Ivy Wolf knocks them both down, 61-48, Minster, final 24 seconds. Ottoville on the arc. It's Knippen, dribble drive through the lane, 12 feet away right in front, missed it short, no good. Good box out by Minster. Rebound by the Lady Cats. Foul against Ottoville. 17.2 left. And the coaching staff for Minster is celebrating. The bench is celebrating. The Wildcat throng in black and orange across the way on their feet, cheering on the Lady Cats, who have won the state championship here today over Ottoville. 17 ticks left in the clock. Janae Hoing, Ivy Wolf, just dropping in free throw after free throw repeatedly.
Yeah, who cares if they're freshmen in a state championship game? Let's go ahead and send them to the free throw line.
I tell you what, the Wildcats are set up, Chuck, for another excellent run in 2018.
Oh, they got some young ladies they're going to miss, but I'll tell you, they've also got some parts that are going to be unnecessary to replace.
Jessica Falk is back. As she comes in off the bench, fills in very capably. Of course, Ivy Wolf and Janae Hoing are just freshmen. Taylor Kogi graduates. Courtney Pringer, the cog in the middle, just a junior.
Wow.
She is back next season. Carly Richard has played some. Daniel Barhorst, 5'9 junior. Look for her to be right in the middle of the mix next season.
They called a lane violation. Two girls standing down there while she shoots free throws. They called a lane violation.
So Janae Hoing winds up making both?
Yes.
Missed one that was...
Didn't count.
Lane violation in Ottoville. Two players down there along the lane, no one else present. And the official whistled it. Janae Hoying makes both. And unbelievably, this is a 15-point game. Here's an air ball three by Ottoville. Weak side rebound. Ball passed to the post. It's dropped. It's on the deck. Scrum for it. 1.3 remaining. Arrow favors Minster. Ottoville, Chuck, goes scoreless the last, 2 minutes and 50 seconds of this game.
Yeah, they scored 8 points here in the fourth quarter.
Minster just turned up the steam, and it's over. The Minster Wildcats take the girls' D4 state title. So unfortunate for Ottoville that the Big Green Star, Bridget Landon, over 14 points a game, over 10 rebounds a game, can't finish it. Concussion protocol took place. She was deemed unavailable to return. Took a spill, a knock to the head in the third quarter of this contest. I think it was, what was it, late third quarter, Chuck, when it happened?
No, I think it was right at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Outset of the fourth.
It was like a one-point game when it happened.
And the Minster Wildcats blaze a trail to the wire and are victorious, pulling away 63-48, and fine sportsmanship, of course, being displayed across the way. Both teams, single lines, each club congratulating each other. Minster took the regular season contest by one, 55-54, when Courtney Pringer stroked home the last four field goals in the final 3 minutes, as Minster overtook Ottoville late in the regular season game. Minster trailed by three possessions beyond the halfway mark of the fourth quarter of that regular season game, and we're down here today by as much as 10 very early. Storm from behind, and for the second time this season, when it counted most, beat Ottoville again. The crown was on the line, state championship at stake, and the Minster Wildcats, the ladies from Auglaize County, did it and won this contest going away 63-48. But tell you what, Chuck, this coaching staff led by Mike Wiss rallied the troops about two-thirds of the way through the season. Made all the difference in the world. And rarely do you see a significant change in the rotation of the top five or six. Janae Hoying came all the way up from the JVs. What a difference maker she was. She and Ivy Wolf, the two freshman guards, were absolutely brilliant. And Courtney Pringer, Chuck, in the second half of this game, she demanded the basketball.
Well, she scored 12 in the second half, 8 in the fourth quarter. Let's look at the scoring. She had 17. Ivy Wolf, freshman, had 15. Janae Hoying, freshman, had 15. Taylor Kogi had 12. Four in double figures. On the other side, they had three in double figures, 13 for Landon, 13 for Miller, 13 for Kniffen, and 9 for C.J. Kempfer. They almost matched with four in double figures also. If you take a look at the team stats, though, 21-11 Minster on off of turnovers, 16-8 second chance points, 15-0 bench scoring. Minster won that advantage.
There you go. And depth will play a big factor in game two, our D3 state championship for Sales and Columbus Afrocentric. Webcast time about 1:40 this afternoon. Tip off at 2 o'clock. Chuck, I sent out a text during a commercial to my family that with 3:42 to go, it was 49-48 Minster. So Ottoville went nearly the last half of the fourth quarter stymied, stalled right there at 48, didn't produce a point the rest of the way. Kniffen tried to take charge. She was double-teamed, triple-teamed at times. How many turnovers for Ottoville in the game and in the second half?
Well, let me find it for you.
It was a boatload.
I stuck things away here. Give me a sec. We got a little bit of time anyway. Yep. We got like 4 hours before the next game. They ended up with 17 turnovers, and they had
17 miscues for Ottoville?
They had 17, and they had 9 at the end of the third quarter. So they turned it over 8 times in the fourth quarter.
That was enormous. That's the tail of the tape right there.
And the rebounding, too. Mr. Controlled the boards today. They were outstanding.
Oh, yeah. And that's where I thought Mr. Mike might be at a disadvantage. Bridget Landon records 11 on average a game and 11 in the state semifinal. She is unable to perform the final 7 minutes plus. And of the first three quarters, Chuck, she was on the bench probably, what, a third of the time with two and three personal fouls.
Yeah, she did. And I'll tell you, we talked about Ivy Wolf's stat line. Let's just go again. She was 4-10 from the floor, 6-7 from the free throw line. She had 6 rebounds. She had 4 assists, only 1 turnover, and 1 steal. She was amazing. She played 27 out of the 32 minutes.
And is only a ninth grader.
Yeah, that's the impressive part of the whole thing. But if she was a senior, I'd be sitting there going, what an outstanding game by that senior. So we get 3 more years to watch her play. I'm excited.
Well, the state runners-up hardware being dished out to the Ottoville Big Green, who have been here at the state Final Four numerous times, have never won the big dance, have never taken home the trophy. State semi appearances in 93, 96, 2005, 7, 2013, 17, here again this year. That's 7 total trips to the state semis. Only one state runners up. So this is the second state runners up. 5 other state Final Four appearances. Ottoville's been knocked out in the state semi, not one state title. The Big Green will get it.
Well,
eventually.
There are an awful lot of teams in the state of Ohio who have never been here.
Right.
So they would be thrilled to trade places with them anytime.
Yeah, very well said. Chuck, let's take a couple-minute break. We'll deliver our Clancy's honors.
I'm going to have to chip in, I think.
I tell you what, the entire Minster roster, we may have to seek a straw vote from the Minster crowd. That might not even help. We ought to give it to the young lady, Jalen Albers, the seventh grader.
She was impressive, too.
From Minster Middle School.
Yeah.
She sang the national anthem with style. Her own personality was interjected. It was performed so beautifully. I had tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal. Jalen Albers may also deserve part of the Clancy's.
Well, I'll buy her some fries, that's for sure. Well, I'm going to give Ottoville one. I know they're a little ways from Sydney, but I'm going to give them one because I think Bridget Landon, she single-handedly brought them into the fourth quarter within a point, and then she went out with that injury. Unfortunate part of the game, so she's going to get a Clancy's. On the other side, I can't divide this up. Tell them that I'll throw in a $20 for the Beals. But Ivy Wolf, 15 points. Taylor Kogie, 12 points. Courtney Pringer, 17 points. Janae Hoeing, 15 points. 3 of the 4 going to be here next year. But those are my 4 Clancy's players of the game. For Minster, I cannot break it down. I might even buy some fries for Mike Wiss. What a great game plan he had both games.
Make them diet fries. He has trimmed down. He looks great.
Yeah.
He loves his head coaching girls basketball. 63-48, Minster wins it. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I tell you what, Chuck, very inspiring message delivered by Mr. Snodgrass, one of the associate commissioners of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. It was a very heartfelt, 3 to 4 minute presentation. He talks about the support given to the team by the Ottoville community, about how Ottoville has been such a splendid representative over the years here at the state tournament. And it was extremely well appreciated by both the Ottoville and Minster crowds. They gave Mr. Snodgrass and the Ottoville team a standing ovation that just concluded. And now the Ottoville Big Green pose for team pictures out at midcourt. Ottoville, the state runners-up. Chuck, I wish there was a way we could hook up with a Minster player or head coach Mike Wiss.
We're not allowed to.
I don't think we are, unless maybe there is a Minster player that is not directly involved in the media ceremony in behind closed doors after the game. We might be able to latch on to one. I'll try here in a moment or two. We'll take a few 1 minute message breaks. I'd like to remind you that if you're a fan of local high school sports like Chuck and I, you got to check out the book, Titles and Tears. It documents the decade-long quest of the Fort Loramie girls basketball program to win the state title in 2013. They did it, won it again in 2015. The book is available at titlesandtears.com. It's called Titles and Tears. Sports figures in the Upper Miami Valley have reviewed it. They've called it so very real, a straight out of Hollywood script. It's a must-read, Titles and Tears. You've got to have it. If you like basketball, you'll love reading Titles and Tears. It's available for purchase today at titlesandtears.com. Its authors are Hillary Bonanzer and Jeff Hewitt in Fort Loramie.
Number 21, Danielle Barhorst.
And again, so many thanks to Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a founding partner here on ScoresBroadcast.com. A long-time underwriting sponsor. It has promoted student academic success among our student-athletes in the last 12 years. We really appreciate the contribution made to our webcast by Scores Broadcast, or I should say by Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. Don't forget, 2 o'clock tip-off here on ScoresBroadcast.com for sales. Buys for a state championship in girls Division III basketball against Columbus Afrocentric. Each team won easily on Thursday. We covered the Versailles Tigers in action. 63-47 victory over Elyria Catholic. Meanwhile, right after that, Columbus Afrocentric defeated Ottawa Glandorf 50-37. The two best teams in the state in girls Division III play at 2 o'clock. The two best teams in the state in girls Division 4, Chuck, and we'd agree on that, just concluded the D4 state title. It went to Minster by 15 points. A lot closer game than that for 3.5 quarters. A one-point game with just under 4 to go.
Yeah, I mean, they put the pressure on it. They had some great steals there in that run to push it out to the final score. Just getting on the floor. Hoeing had one, Ivy Wolf had one where they just dug it and they could have just knocked it away, but boy, they dove for the floor, found somebody streaking down there, laying on the floor, made the assist laying there. That is a team that wanted that big trophy, and they got it and they deserve it.
I sure do. A tremendous season for the Lady Wildcats, 26-3 on the campaign. Closed out the year winning, I think, in excess of 10 in a row. In fact, it was a dozen straight triumphs to finish out the campaign. The losses to Versailles and Anna, the 7 and the 5, preceded 12 successive wins. A great tournament run. Beat New Knoxville 61-27, New Bremen 51-33. Fort Recovery 53-40, very good Fort Recovery team. Defeated 11th-ranked Tri-Village by 14 in the regional, 41-27. Beat an up-and-coming Fort Loramie club, the 16, in the regional final, 44-28. Downed Waterford, number one ranked in the state most all year in girls D4. Beat them in the state semi, 46-31, and also won the state championship by 15 points, 63-48. Mike Wiss, head coach of the baseball team, 3 state titles in the last 7 years on the baseball diamond. His second year, head coach of the Minster girls, earns a title as mentor of the girls basketball program at Minster. And he and the coaching staff did a tremendous job reinventing this team of sorts about two-thirds of the way through the year.
Minster fan, how's that?
And we'll have another pep talk from an associate commissioner.
I think that's Dan Ross.
Huh?
I think that's Dan Ross.
That is Dan. Yep. Yeah. That is Dan. And I tell you what, Dan's going to retire this summer. I've come over every fall, once or twice, for quite a few years to interview him. He's been a delight to talk to. He saw me here at the shot on Thursday, recognized me right away from a distance, came over, we talked. I'm coming back this summer. We'll sit down, have another interview with him prior to his official retirement. But Dan right now is addressing the Minster roster and the Minster crowd and talking with them about the dream that the Minster Wildcats have had the last season or two. And it was realized here with the big victory over Ottoville by a score of 63-48. And as Dan winds down his talk, we will have a standing ovation from the Minster crowd. There it is. They're on their feet. Chuck, let's take a two-minute break. When this ceremony out on the floor winds down, there might be a chance to get a hold of the Minster player. I'll find out quickly if that possibility exists. If it doesn't, we'll sign off right away after we return. Don't forget, join us once more at about 1:40 p.m. in advance of the 2 o'clock tip. Columbus Afrocentric Versailles, 2 o'clock start, girls D3 state championship upcoming yet this afternoon on Scores broadcast. Minster victorious in the state title game over the Ottoville Big Green, 63-48 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Well, Chuck, I really love the tail end of Dan Ross's presentation to the Minster ladies. This program at Minster is steeped in athletic tradition. State championships, a couple in recent years in football. Girls cross country, just amazing. Numerous ones over the last 20 years. Just got it done, a repeat this past fall. And, of course, today, a basketball title. The girls' program wins its third in Minster High School history. The Division IV state champs, the Lady Cats of Minster, tremendous victory by 15 over Ottoville. Chuck, I'm going to try. I don't know if I can get a young lady off the floor or not.
I don't. We're not allowed to. It's right in the rules. We're not allowed to bring anybody off for an interview.
Well, we're going to have team photos at midcourt now. these are going to be professionally done by the OHSAA. So I think our time is over. We'll have opportunities in the future. Maybe there's a chance pregame, before game two, maybe halftime during game two.
Yes, get somebody over, talk to us then.
Yeah, we'll see if we can corral head coach Mike Wiss of Minster, maybe in advance of the start of our second game. We might sneak on early a few minutes and get Mike maybe a player. But that's it from the Schottenstein Center at The Ohio State University. Minster Wildcats are champions. You hear the music in the background. 63-48, Minster defeats Ottoville. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee, stats, color, on-site engineering. Stay with us. We're back again about 1:40 for Sales Columbus Afrocentric Girls D3 state title game. For Chuck, I'm Jack, telling you once more, Minster girls, state champs, Division IV, girls hoops, state of Ohio, beating Ottoville 63-48.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.